Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 214 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 30th of March 2025. Hi everyone, on the first day of British summertime. I decided that would give me a theme for today of clocks and time. So we will begin with a round the room dance by Carola Fisher called It's Time To. It works well as both a warm-up and a mixer dance. All in a big circle, man with partner on his right. Ladies figure of eight beginning left shoulder round partner, then right shoulder round corner. All the men repeat, right shoulder round partner and left around corner. Face partner, four hands of grand chain, two bars per hand, take next person in promenade hold and promenade anti-clockwise, finishing by turning the lady under the man's arm to finish on his right, all facing in. I needed to find a recording for this and have chosen Marian Anderson's track for Dancing Girls from the Kangaroo Paw CD with the lead tune of Partners in Time by Jim Sutherland.
Thank you.
band played Partners in Time by Jim Sutherland, Going to the Well for a Drink of Water, Rory MacLeod by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, and Nelson Mandela's Welcome to the City of Glasgow by Blair Douglas, from their first Australian CD in 2006. Here in the UK, we have just put our clocks forward by 1 hour. And here is a reel by Barry Skelton called One Step Forward. Again, very simple. Ones and twos right hand across, back with the left hand, and into promenade hold for a two-couple promenade. Ones cross right and cast off. Three couples advance and retire. Ones turn right 1.5 to own sides. Three couples advance and retire again. For this, we will hear the 2010 Pinewoods Musicians with a set for the hyperactive reel. Thank you. musicians played Union Street Session by Paul Cranford, then The Appropriate Dipstick, which may be from Phil Cunningham, and two from Gordon Duncan, Pressed for Time and The High Drive. Our 8x Strathspey is a dance by Minnie Banager, which I did at day school sometime 6 or more years ago, called The Clockwork, with an interesting progression in the first 8 bars. 1s and 2s Petronella to the centre line, and then set passing partner. Those now on the ends chase around to their progressed place, whilst those in the centre half turn right hand and Petronella out to their new place. The rest of the dance is fairly straightforward. 8 bars for 1s to dance half figures of 8 down and then up, right-hand teapots, and 1s turn to finish back in second place for corners, pass and turn. To keep with our theme, here is Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band with The Wee Small Hours. Thank you. tunes from Robert Whitehead, Innes Russell of Perth by Adam Rennie, John Robertson by Bobby McLeod, Manchester Caledonians by Sir Jimmy Shand, South Inch House by Alistair Wilkie, Campbelltown Kilty Ball by Pipe Major John McLennan, and three traditional tunes, McFedrin Strass Bay, Wee Sammy and Bonnie Bridge. The next dance fits our theme, though wasn't named for this reason at all. The DCF 77 time signal is transmitted from Frankfurt, and is the one which is often used now in the UK to set radio clocks. And both it and UK time moved forward this weekend in the wee small hours. The dance Forward to Frankfurt was in fact named by the deviser Kenneth Reed of Birmingham because Forward is the motto on the Birmingham coat of arms and Frankfurt is one of their twin towns. The dance is an 8x40 reel with dance to corners and set, not to corners, but up and down and across. The dance was published in the Birmingham Platinum Book, for which there is no CD. But I included this dance on TSC Recorded Highlights Volume 1 by Jim Lindsay. published for Forward to Frankfurt is James McInnes Esquire, Dandelief by Charles Grant. And Jim Lindsay followed that with Mrs. Dundas of Arniston by William Gow, The Big Fin by Graham Mitchell, The Kilt and Crash Helmet by Gillian Cummins, and he finished the set with Catharsis by Amy Cann. Moments in Time is the name of a book of dances by Elaine Brunken, but it is also a four-couple Strasbourg by Cliff Fryer from Imperial Book 6, which was probably published around about the millennium. The dance begins with the tourbillon at either end, then right hand across top and bottom, and left hand for the centre couples. Reels of four on the sides, and then ones and threes, who are in second and fourth positions, change places by turning three quarters to the centre line, half reel of four, turning three quarters to new place. For this, we will hear Gary Blair's Cayley Band playing a generic Strasbourg track on their 1991 album, Missing Time.
Thank you.
Those tunes from Gary Blair's band were The Boys of Blue Hill and The March Hare. Jig Time. And in 1998, John Drury wrote Cherry Blossom Time, which is just about now in the UK, depending on exactly where you live, though John wrote it in or for Japan. A two-volume CD was recorded by Gordon Shand and his band, though Volume 2 was much more easily obtainable than Volume 1. This is the first track on that elusive first volume. Chan played three tunes by Murray Blair, Steve's Train to the Moon, Adrian's, and Express from Rotterdam. And the fourth tune was the Long Island Jig by Pipe Major Robert Matheson. Now we have time to meet and time to spare. Time to Meet is a 4x32 bar reel by Roy Goldring, with a recording by Jim Lindsay and Muriel Johnston. And Time to Spare is a 3x32 bar strass bay by Sheila Trafford, with a recording by Marian Anderson, Scottish Dance Band.
Thank you.
real tunes were all by Muriel Johnston, and you may recall three of them from last week. The Skimpy Reel, One for All, Two for One, and the Berwick Braveheart. Marion's band played three tunes by Ian Thau, Howard Strass Bay, Benridge Moor, and Wansbeck Water, for Time to Spare. Our last four dances are all clocks. Tick-Tock Goes the Clock is a jig by Victor Lehmann with a tick-tock four-bar pattern repeated three times in a similar way to Dance to Corners and Set, say. Victor recommends O Whistle and I'll Come to Ye, My Lad, played by the Cregeliki Band. first tune there was Borolaski's Fancy, and this was followed by Harvest Time, The Family Pride by Lindsay Ross, and The Weaver and His Wife by Andrew Rankin. And now a similar but different four-bar clock movement, this time repeated four times, comes in Zitklocke by Terry Blackburn. The Zitklocke is the clock tower in the centre of Bern, a simple astronomical clock and musical mechanism having been installed after the Great Fire of 1405, was then extended later in that century. Further embellishments and renovations, other than routine maintenance, have all been to the exterior only. Still no recording for this dance, so I have chosen the original recording for Trip to Timber Ridge, here played live by Reel of Seven. 7 played The Road to Erogi by Adam Sutherland, The Linguist by Jim Sutherland, Time to Go by Neil Fallerly, and Celtic Steps by Neil Adams. Another John Drury dance now, Just Like Clockwork, and lots more hands across to make you think of cogs and wheels. I am fast running out of inspiration for appropriate tracks to use for these dances with no recordings, so here is Ewan playing The Weathercock on his second Grove Collection CD. On the Green, The Cobbler, and Biddy the Bowl Wife. Our last clock is the most well-known one, The Cuckoo Clock, by Ian Barber from 1991, for which Sandy Nixon made the recording. Thank you. Schmuckle Box is by Bill Hendry. The Gisborough Reel by Jay Dent. Sandy Nixon wrote Everything Hot and Delicious. And Boiled Dome Cabbage Down is traditional. Hope you've enjoyed whiling away the time with me. And you'll join us all here again next week. Bye!